Good afternoon. For KYMN News, I'm Terry Knight on 95 The One and AM 1080. Northfielders will vote on a proposed Cannon River Civic Center, a two-sheet ice arena that will allow for other events 6 months out of the year. Harry Weilige, retired Marshall Community Services Director and current member of the Minnesota Amateur Sports Commission, talked with Jeff Johnson last week. He was part of the process of building a new multi-million dollar facility in Marshall, where City Administrator Ben Martig came from.
The Red Baron Arena and Expo for most of the year is the two-sheet ice facility, but from April to October, the Expo opens up and we hold multi-faceted events.
He said,
in Marshall here, we've got 323 events out of 365 days in the past year. In the past year, we've had 20 multi-day events.
When asked if the arenas cover the cost of operations, Weilige said,
no, and no facility does that. So that's why the support from the local community is certainly needed.
He did say that
for your community, the businesses benefit from that, the hotels, the restaurants, the gas stations. I mean, all of those things end up being an economic driver for the Northfield community.
The proposal to Northfield and Dundas residents is a half-cent sales tax and a $20 excise tax on a newly purchased vehicle. Additionally, Northfield residents will see an increase on their property taxes. For complete information on the impact, go to the City of Northfield website. City Administrator Martig, Mayor Pownell, and Ice Arena Assistant Manager Tom Spooner held a Facebook Live Q&A session on Friday. That video is on the city's Facebook page. If you have questions, call Administrator Martig at 645-3009 or go to CannonRiverCivicCenter.org. As for local school referendums, the Northfield School District is asking for $41 million for early childhood learning, including a new elementary school. For more information, go to the Northfield District website. The Randolph School District is asking taxpayers for $6.8 million to fund an expansion project at the district's K-12 school. Most of those dollars will go toward a 12-classroom addition in school safety. For more information, go to the school's website, randolph.k12.mn.us. And Waterville Elysian Morristown is seeking $19.3 million for security, HVAC, and maintenance. I have links to all of their websites with more information from ours, kymnradio.net. And Senator Amy Klobuchar visited Carleton campus on Saturday along with local DFL candidates. They gathered for a Get Out the Vote rally. The senator touched on subjects including cyber attacks, our judiciary system, soybean tariffs, and big pharma. She spoke of President Trump saying he treats the country as his audience.
Well, guess what? On Tuesday, in just a few short days, you are no longer the audience, right? You are a citizen. Tuesday is an act of citizenship.
As she left, she took time to greet the people, shake hands, and take pictures, and say hello to KYMN.
Hello to the radio audience. It's great to be here in Northfield. We have an incredible crowd here. I've never seen anything like it. In the middle of the day on Saturday, we don't have any, you know, outside national guests. It's just Angie and me, and I just think it bodes well that people are going to go out there and vote.
Voting, of course, takes place tomorrow. You can vote early through today at City Hall or go to your polling place tomorrow. Information on voting, including sample ballots for every area, is on the Minnesota Secretary of State website. Candidates for Northfield City Council interviews with Jeff Johnson are on KYMNradio.net. News from around the state is next.